News Radio.
To have the perfect relationship that works into my life, there has to be somebody special.
At Match.com, we want to help make it easier for you to get started in finding someone great. That's why you can now try Match.com free. That's right, get 7 days free and see who's out there for you. You can read profiles, view photos, and connect with people all free. Visit our exclusive website for this limited time offer. Go to TryMatch.com. That's TryMatch.com and get 7 days of Match free.
Match opens up incredible possibilities to meet people that you never would have met without it.
Getting on Match, it was so easy. I thought, what have I been waiting on?
This exclusive offer is for a limited time only, so visit TryMatch.com now. That's TryMatch.com. One in five relationships now begins online. Why not let yours be one of them?
First dates are more exciting than anything. I thought, you know, why not?
And for a limited time only, Match is giving you 7 days free. Visit TryMatch.com for details. That's TryMatch.com. Join today.
This paid commercial may not represent the views of Hubbard Broadcasting Incorporated or Federal News Radio. Statements and opinions of this broadcast are solely those of individual contributors or advertisers as indicated. Federal News Radio does not take responsibility for those statements or opinions and accepts no responsibility or liability for any inaccuracy, errors, or omissions reported during this program.
Get ready for Foodie and the Beast with Nikki and David Nellis. A foodie born and bred, Nikki loves dining out, chatting up chefs, and insider industry buzz. David thinks a great meal is a good burger, a frosty brew, and a check for under 20 bucks. Foodie married Beast. And now they have the Food and Wine Variety Show that has everyone talking, from famous chefs, winemakers, and brewmasters to authors, farmers, and restaurant critics. It's Foodie and the Beast, and it's on now.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Foodie and the Beast.
Woo-hoo!
All right. That's not just our kids applauding. We are live from Carmine's on 7th Street in D.C., and it's a great way to start 2012. We're here with Carmine's CEO, Jeff Bank, Executive Chef, Terry Natus, Carmine's Corporate Beverage Director, Erin Ward, perhaps the most important person because she's mixing the drinks.
Woo-hoo!
And GM Chris Demar, who unfortunately here in Washington is wearing a Ravens shirt under his jacket. All right. And we've also got a cavalcade of some of D.C.'s top chefs with us today.
I just cannot wait to use that word.
That's a big word,
it's
cavalcade.
A stupid word.
I'm sure Hagedorn didn't understand it.
Yeah.
There's your shout-out, pal.
2020.
No, we've got Michel Richard. We've got Scott Duneau.
All right, yay! All right, well, let's start it off. We have such a show for you today. We do have a parade of chefs coming in. Michel Richard, Jeff Black, Nick Stefanelli, cookbook author Joan Nathan, Scott Druneau, and, of course, Brian McNair from D.C. Central Kitchen. We're going to be talking about all the hot things going around in and around D.C. It's going to be quite a show. So let's give a round of applause for all our guests.
I always wanted to do that. All right. Why don't we start with our friends from Carmine's. Look, we've got Jeff Bank here. Jeff, why don't you take 2 seconds and tell everybody how we talked you into this mishigas right here.
You told me I had 20 minutes.
20 minutes. Go ahead. And
now
go.
It's 2 seconds.
You have 2 minutes here and 18 in the men's room, too.
Fair enough. We've been here about a year and a half in D.C. Carmine's very successful in Manhattan and New Jersey and Atlantis. Came down here, had a great opening. And during one of the opening nights, we noticed this striking, intelligent, beautiful woman sitting at a table.
He's talking about me?
Yes, clearly. Sorry, I forgot it's radio. Sorry about that. And, of course, walked over with my wife's permission to say hello and see why she was eating at Carmine's. And we started talking up.
Yeah, I was talking to your wife while this was on.
And then that was okay. And we'll work on that later. And we found out that she was a foodie and that she gets what we do at Carmine's. These large, abundant portions, cooked to order, great quality and consistency. And we hit it off really well. And then, yeah, I got stuck for 10 minutes talking with David, you know, the other guy.
And the pitch comes in.
Right, and then we hit it off.
Mr. Nicky Nellis.
Right.
Okay. And we started talking about some things. And then once I understood that his title was The Beast, I'm like, oh, this is a no-brainer. This is perfect for us.
She started calling me that on our wedding night, by the way.
I started calling him that
thank
way
you.
Before that.
Well, I've been a fan of the show for at least 4 years.
Yeah.
I heard earlier you were on for 3.5.
That's right.
I was a fan before you started.
Thank you.
So we were very excited. And they're regular customers of ours. And we got to see their kids, got to be good friends. And we thought, you know, hey, let's have some fun. We've been on the show before. We've done it on the radio. And I know that I you know, I have that face for radio, but I'm like, hey, let's bring it down to the restaurant and maybe we can get some people in.
Finally, well, something true.
Yeah. I have to be honest. I mean, your idea to make it a party was terrific. I love that we have all these people here. Everybody's got a drink in hand. I mean, this is the way to start off a Sunday morning.
And we've got some serious drinkers back there on the bar, so
oh,
you better
yeah.
watch out.
A couple of you guys.
Hey, yo.
Right there.
There's one guy who's got his head under the tap.
That's who Brian, stop. All right. So why don't we get Terry in here?
Well, Terry, we're going to have you guys switch mics for just a sec. Tell everybody, I mean, I know you've been back there cooking away for everybody this morning. Tell us about what people are going to be digging into later on in the show.
Well, later on we're going to have our four pasta special.
Okay.
It's a Carmine's tradition. It's our way of having a Sunday meal.
Mm-hmm.
It's four Carmine-specific pastas, veggie lasagna, cavatelli with pesto and sun-dried tomatoes,
mm-hmm.
gnocchi bolognese, and a tortellini with quattro fromage.
Again, so everybody here in the audience is going to get some of that later
absolutely.
On today?
Yes.
There you go. So everybody
yes.
can get ready for pasta?
Yep. Carmine staple.
Right. Right.
This is just a nice way of paying back everybody we owe for dinner, by
right.
the way.
Well, and if you're on Atkins, you can just forget
that's
it.
That's right.
So it's going to be full carbs. All right. So that's really good. We can't wait to get into that.
Right.
Now, my party maker over there, Erin. Everybody say hi to Erin Ward this morning.
Hi, everybody.
She is the beverage director for Carmine's, all of Carmine's,
all of
right?
Carmine's and Virgil's.
And Virgil's.
Yeah.
Oh, the barbecue place,
the barbecue,
right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We need to talk about the barbecue
yeah.
place later on. So tell us, how do you go about putting together a menu for all the different Carmines?
Well, we have a lot of we have Carmines in all different cities, and so it's important that we appeal to a wide variety of people, but more than anything, that it's a lot of fun. So all of our drinks are meant to be, you know, lighthearted, big portions, easy drinking. So today we're going to make, we're going to start out making a sangria, which is our Molto Italiano sangria.
Okay.
Which is made with
vermouth. And is everybody getting a taste?
Everyone's,
do I see somebody walking
yep.
around with tastes of
does
drinks?
Everyone have their first drink in hand?
Everybody got their first drink in hand?
Let's down that. Let's
all right. And despite how mature they look, my children are not ready for
right.
prime time.
Okay, so tell us what's in this
yeah,
sangria.
Yeah, so the sangria is made with our private label Carmine's wine, which is Montepulciano. It's from the Abruzzo region. In southern Italy, and
mm-hmm.
Then instead of using the typical brandy that they do in Spain, we use vermouth. So it's Italian sweet vermouth. We have a number of different vermouths on the menu. And then we put in a little bit of orange juice, a little bitter berry puree,
mm-hmm.
and a little peach schnapps. And then we scent it with orange peel and rosemary, and then garnish it with a little bit of grape. So I'm going to make that for you right now.
Excellent. That sounds terrific.
I can't
terrific.
Even remember. All that. All right.
All right.
Well,
all
while
right.
we're doing that, let's bring on
Michelle
the
Richard.
Man.
Chef.
Everybody, James Beard Award-winning chef, Michelle,
chef Michelle Richard.
Richard.
Thank you.
Ooh, ooh, ooh. Here he is. He's the man.
You
got to put your headphone on there, Chef.
Oh, I need. Oh, yeah. Happy New Year to all of you. Great year. Great. Lot of money. Come to my restaurant. Don't go to the other one. They're not good.
All right, so
all right, I'm back.
Here's
I'm back.
What we're going to talk about. And I know you're here to see me and not Nikki, because that's
Nikki,
how it works.
You're so pretty, though.
Oh.
You're wasting your
oh
time
God.
With that guy.
Every time this guy is on the show, why don't you...
Hey. He loves me. He loves me. James.
This is why I have a problem with the French. All right, so if the word is out that you are contemplating a big health kick and that you were seen at the Health and Fitness Expo yesterday
it's
cooking up healthy options.
Yeah, it's really healthy. Healthy dishes. Yeah.
Okay, so you're the king of bechamel. Like butter.
I don't make bechamel. I don't use butter.
No butter, no cream.
Yeah, right.
At all. Come
I only use a little bit.
A little bit. Okay.
A pound for each
so
one.
So how does healthy dining work with you? How do you do healthy dining?
First, you stay away from all the fats.
Okay, that's
you know.
Right.
Yes, I did do in the past few years.
Thank God he said that.
Okay, this year my son's getting married.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And I had a meeting with my wife. He's getting married in September.
Okay.
And I want to look good in my wedding dress.
Excellent.
My wedding suit. And I'm starting my diet tomorrow. Hey, hi, how you doing? Nice to see you. Here's my friend with us.
Yeah, I know David Hagedorn.
Yeah, this is the
co-hosts.
He looks like Mr. Clean.
Yeah, Amanda McClements is here, too.
Amanda McClements, David Hagedorn.
And may I say, she's a lot better looking than David Hagedorn.
Oh,
thank
that's
you.
Not true.
Yes, it is.
Hey, yeah. Yes, it's true.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my goodness.
Look at that.
Look at these gorgeous sangrias.
Don't drink that. You're going to gain some weight.
I was going to say, Chef, do you want to start your diet tomorrow?
Yeah, I'm talking about diet tomorrow, or tomorrow maybe next. I always say tomorrow. Tomorrow I will say tomorrow.
Excellent. That's what
Aaron, is this how you serve this thing? Like, it should come with a diving board.
That goes in your nose.
It does go in your nose. All right, so tell us how you plan on eating healthier.
I don't eat bread with my pasta anymore.
No bread with your pasta.
I cover my bread with a tartine with pasta.
Okay.
I stop that. Okay. I use a spoon.
Excellent.
A spoon. And you have to, in your pasta, you have to add some tomato, but no oil, no butter, no cheese, nothing.
Okay.
That sounds really interesting.
You buy the ragu, you know that thing?
No, come on. Yeah. Seriously. No, but how are you going to eat healthy at home and then translate that to your restaurants?
Yeah, we do that. I try to do that. You know, let me tell you something. 25 years ago, when I opened a restaurant called Citrus in L.A., I was not using cream and butter. Mm-hmm. And I was very proud of it. You know, the press never write a line about it. I was like the new French chef coming up with a recipe with no cream and no butter and no fat. Who cares?
Don't worry, there's no press here today.
There's no press here.
Yeah, but they're still doing it. At the restaurant, we use a very small amount of butter. And, and if I do a vinaigrette, for an example, I don't use oil anymore. I do a vinaigrette, one part of yogurt, low-fat yogurt.
Okay.
A little bit of vinegar, lots of love, and mustard. That's it. And you mix that together, and you will have a great vinaigrette, and that vinaigrette will make you.
All right, I got a question for you. It's Citronelle.
Oui, chéri.
Because I do know something, even though the word is I don't. But and I'm not sure I'm going to say it right.
Right,
is
are we going to shock everybody?
Well, Trump Loyer. Lloyd.
Trump Loyer. Lloyd.
That. Right. What he said. If you're going to be eating and cooking healthier, it's going to limit some of the ingredients you use. So will that affect what you're able to do?
You mean ritual?
Cheaper? Yeah.
No.
No?
No.
Don't be sad.
No. Normally, when you look, do you see the butter in your dish when you go to a restaurant?
No, of course not.
You don't see
the
butter?
That's his way of saying
I'm too busy eating. It's not a dumb question.
You see the butter, you see the oil. Oh, yeah, sometimes you go to.
Well, you see little bits.
Just a little bit on the side.
Right.
Oh, he's so cute.
Right. All right, well, let's talk about, can we talk about Vegas a little bit? Vegas, baby? You got something going on in Vegas?
You know everything.
I know a lot.
Yeah, I just opened a restaurant last month, 3 months ago in Vegas.
Mm-hmm. Which one, Central?
Central. Yeah.
Central. Central, mon ami.
When I moved to New York a few years ago, I used to go to Central Park. Central Park.
You're making me laugh.
You know, people used to ask me, where do you work, Monsieur Michel Richard? I used to say, I work in Manhattan.
Manhattan.
Where is that? Manhattan.
Now, yes, thank you. I understood.
But I was very proud to live in Manhattan. It was great. But anyway, I opened a restaurant. My dream was to open a restaurant. Oh, you have beautiful legs.
Oh, my God.
Jeez, Louise.
This is my day.
Say something? There are seven words you're not supposed to say on the radio, and I just said all seven of them in my head.
Which one was that?
You're talking about my legs.
Louder.
No, I want to stay on the radio.
Okay. Anyway, my dream is to open a restaurant in Las Vegas. You know, I'm not a player. Vegas is a busy town. It's always busy, and we open 24 hours a day, breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Wow.
And we are open to between 11 and 5 o'clock in the morning, too. Beautiful. It's busy.
For the gamblers.
We do.
How big is the restaurant?
It's like 15,000 square feet.
Oh, my goodness. So how much is that?
We have 350 seats.
Okay.
In fact, we have a patio, a nice patio.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of a little cold now.
It's really cold in Vegas. What hotel to do?
Stop leaning in.
She's married to you.
I know that.
You're right here. Chill out.
Oh, I wish the people at home could see what a brazen hussy you are.
I want to go to the bathroom.
Go away.
I'm going to go right now. I'm right here.
But anyway, 24 hours a day we open at the Caesar Palace, beautiful hotel.
Right.
Sparked all the time. Mm-hmm. And the food is to dream for.
This place is, Carmine's is what, 20,000 square feet?
20,000 square feet.
Yeah, okay. So 15, and it's still huge. A good sized spot. This place has 700 seats. How many does yours have?
350.
I guess I know where my bread's buttered then, don't I? French
but
person.
But so now, is the menu in Vegas similar to the menu here?
Sorry?
The menu in Vegas, is it just like the menu here?
Yeah, more or less, yeah, yes.
Yeah?
Different, a little bit different. We have a chicken fried steak. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Something I would like to know. Chicken fried steak. What do you, Maybe we use beef. What do we call that? Chicken fried
steak.
That's
called beef fried steak. I don't know.
Chicken fried steak.
It's fried like chicken.
Yeah, that's why they call it chicken fried steak.
Yeah.
Well, excuse me. It's on your menu. You don't know what it's called?
I try to be American.
American.
So what are your next projects? What are we looking at?
New York.
New York?
Oh, I love New York.
What are we going to do in New York?
Yeah.
And can we call?
You're
going
to come to New York and we're going to show in New York?
Not alone.
Jeez. Oh, my God. Please fight over me.
This is the problem with the French completely right here.
Okay. All right, Chef, thank you so much for coming in today. Tell people where they can find your restaurants, please, here in D.C.
Okay, in D.C., Georgetown, 30th and M Street, 275-570-0078. That's the reservation numbers. And you have here on Pennsylvania and 11.
Yep.
Called Central. What do you call it? It's a beautiful American restaurant.
We
got to
go
French accent.
Okay.
Okay, you don't want to talk to my restaurant?
No. We
come and see me. We need your money.
Okay. Michelle Richard, everybody.
All right, let's go to break.
All right. We will be back live from Carmine's with more, including Scott Journeau, Jeff Black, Joan Nathan, Nick Stefanelli, and I See More Cocktails in Our Future. We'll be back in just a sec.
Hey, everybody, it's David and Nikki, Foodie and the Beast. Join us live April 29th at the Birchmere in Alexandria for the 10th annual Carpenter's Cook-Off. The best restaurants in Alexandria and National Harbor offer up food samplings, chef competitions, and more at a benefit supporting the Carpenter's Shelter, Northern Virginia's single largest facility for the homeless. Go to carpenterscookoff.com for tickets. Just $50 gets you into our show with lots of samplings and the event itself. That's Foodie and the Beast live at Carpenter's Cook-Off at the Birchmere in Alexandria, April 29th at 11.
I'm Beyonce with an important message about hunger in America. Did you know 1 in 8 people struggle with hunger? Over 12 million children live in homes where there isn't always enough food. Food banks are experiencing more demand than ever. Show Your Helping Hand is a nationwide campaign with the goal of helping Feeding America deliver millions of meals to local food banks. Please join me in showing a helping hand to fight hunger. More information is available at showyourhelpinghand.com.
Max out your privacy settings on social networks. Restrict as much as you can what people can see of you. Close all your old accounts. Chances are it's got an email that you've reused. They could guess the maiden name of your mother or your first pet or something.
Yeah.
A lot of the celebrities whose email accounts were hacked, their challenge question was something that you could look up on the internet.
Stratford University's Tech Talk Radio, Saturday mornings from 9 to 10 on 1500 AM.
Congratulations on landing the job. I'm really excited for you.
Thanks. How's your search going?
Job market's tight. I mean, I can barely get an interview.
Yeah.
And I've got student loans to deal with. You're lucky, you know. The National Guard paid your loans off.
Luck? The Guard was a smart decision, one you can still make.
The National Guard Student Loan Repayment Program can pay up to $50,000 of your existing student loans. Get the details at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the D.C. National Guard, aired by the Maryland, D.C. Delaware Broadcasters Association and this station.
We are back on Foodie and the Beast.
Woo! Let's hear it!
We're live from Carmine's in D.C. Incredible family-style servings and meatballs the size of my head. I love this place.
And you have a really
big head.
Bulbous.
Yes, I do. All right, so listen, I want to introduce our next guest, Jeff Black. Jeff, you've got restaurants all
Hold
over
on,
the place.
One second. Jeff
about some
Black,
applause?
Ladies and gentlemen. Hello. The man, the myth.
Addie's, Black Market, Blacks, Black Salt, and now?
Pearl Dive.
Pearl Dive! Woo! Woo, woo,
woo. I know all we have some regulars of Pearl Dive here in the audience.
You have all these restaurants, but now you just opened Pearl Dive in the hippest heart of the city on 14th Street. And I guess the question I was asking Nikki last night was, what were you trying to do there that you weren't doing in your other restaurants?
You just trying to have some fun.
Okay,
yeah.
That's great. Thanks. Nice.
All right,
thanks for joining
next
us.
Guest.
But I still have a question about the previous guest. Chicken
what?
Fried steak.
Chicken fried steak.
From a French show.
No, it was chicken fried steak.
Chicken fried steak.
Yeah.
Come on, where's Michelle?
I sounded.
I'm
like
from Texas.
I just said
chicken
that.
Fried steak.
I sounded more like I had
Michelle
a speech
Richard cannot make chicken fried steak. I want to have a chicken fried steak cook-off with him.
All right. Oh, good
we're gonna,
idea.
We're going to throw down on chicken
All
fried
right,
steak.
All right. So talk about Pearl Dive because it's a real departure from what you were doing, what you've done in every other spot.
Well, the interesting thing, back in college, I bartended quite a bit.
You went to college?
I did.
Oh, okay.
I didn't graduate, but I went. But,
all right, let's not sell that part. Go ahead.
But I wanted to do a fun bar, and So we did blackjack upstairs. And Pearl Dive is Southern cooking. It's my cooking. So.
But that's what I think is so interesting about Pearl Dive is that and all your restaurants, I mean, you don't really have a bar scene in many of your restaurants.
Right.
And this is a real departure for you as far as really rocking it and getting into the, you know, artisanal sort of craft cocktails.
Right.
What made you decide to do that?
Well, we wanted to be in the whole 14th Street vibe. So
mm-hmm.
It's like you go to 14th Street, you don't open a P.F. Chang's. You don't open a, you know, those restaurants have places elsewhere.
Hint, hint to anybody who's
thinking
that.
Well, it's just, you know, I mean, I'm nothing bad against them, but the vibe on 14th Street requires.
I heard Denny's was opening. Is that?
I hope you're wrong.
Nice. Two eggs, sausage.
But we wanted to stay in the neighborhood and
right.
in that feel. So we built it tailored to the neighborhood. So,
well, so for people
out.
Who haven't been there, explain what it's like. I mean, explain how the two levels are different, and let's talk a little bit more about the dishes that you are serving.
Sure. Pearl Dive, you know, the best compliment I ever got, Pixie from down the street, she came in and she said, you know, I feel like this restaurant's been here forever. It was the first day we opened.
There's That's a cool. Pixie down the street?
Well, and it does look like a party from the
She's
outside.
Got a great
Miss
store,
Pixie.
By the way. You got to go to Miss Pixie.
Oh, yeah.
She's wonderful.
Sure.
She's
Miss,
leaving, so we
Miss
need to
Pixie's.
Support her before Aww. She goes.
It sounds like a house of ill repute, to be honest. But
that's the other side of it.
That's upstairs.
Exactly.
Right?
You've been.
I know.
That's, no, but it's good. But we wanted it to feel like it's been there forever. And then I don't like big restaurants. You know, these guys are talking about 350 seats and 15,000 square feet. I can't. That doesn't register with me. So
okay.
I have this hole upstairs. I got to do something with it.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't want it to be Pearl Dive. So we turned it into a bar called Blackjack. And it's fun.
And where'd the bocce,
bocce
come from? Yeah, where'd that come from?
One of my key guys.
Bocce was, players. We got bocce players here.
A shout out for bocce somewhere.
Who knows what bocce even means?
Okay, bocce. Question.
Balls.
Anybody?
Thank you.
Balls.
What
Italian. Something. I don't know. But
actually, bocce are kisses.
They are.
Not spelled that way, though.
B-A-C-I,
But not
but
B-O-C-C-E.
B-O-C-C-E.
Bacco?
You're Italian.
No, bocce.
It's bocce.
Accidenti. Okay,
yeah.
never
right,
mind.
Anyway.
Come on, get your Italian
back
right,
to you.
Brother.
Back to you.
So anyway, a key guy of mine was living in Brooklyn, and
mm-hmm.
he came back. He said, Chef, bocce's the rage. I said, I don't care. He goes, but you don't put your drink down. I said, I love the game. So we put in a bocce courts, and it's been fun. So,
all right. Now, you and Barbara are heavily involved with your own foundation,
yes,
Black's Foundation, and your son has juvenile diabetes, and you guys have a bunch of ways that you're trying to raise money. Can you tell everybody about that and how they can get involved?
Sure. We, my son was diagnosed with type 1 diabetes. It's the one you can't fix or cure.
Okay.
It's just you have it forever. So he was going through his difficulties with the whole thing,
mm-hmm.
and we try to sort of embrace what it is and help, you know, it's not something to be ashamed of. You can't help it. It's part of your life. So we've gotten behind it, and we are involved with Children's Hospital building a kitchen for the diabetes wing to do nutritional training for parents.
For parents.
Well, so when you come in, you're a new parent with diabetes, and they sit you down and say, well, if you're child is low, you give them 15 grams of carb. If they're high, you got to do this and da-da-da-da. Well, these things don't mean anything to anybody.
Right.
They do. I've had nutritional training, so me, 15 grams of carb, I know what it looks like.
Mm-hmm.
But a lay person doesn't, and you get all this in one day, and there's nobody really talking about it. So
well, and it's overwhelming.
It's completely overwhelming. And so this is going to be it's not a big kitchen. It's just a little mm-hmm. small display kitchen of, you know, a few parents,
mm-hmm.
you know, three, four, six pairs of parents in. And the nutritionist will cook and say, okay, this is the carbs. And then if you have protein, this is what happens. And if you don't have protein, this is what happens. And this is how it affects your body.
So it'll be a real place of education.
Right.
So that people, parents can help their children.
Well,
now, how can people get
yeah.
involved with that? What can we do
well,
to help support it and get that kitchen built?
You know, we do events in the company, in the restaurants.
Mm-hmm.
You certainly can go on our website, blackrestaurantgroup.com.
Mm-hmm.
We are setting up a separate link for Black – we have a foundation called Black's Family Foundation, which is really geared towards local, family-oriented charity work.
Right.
We're all about the kids. So,
all right, and know. We'll keep reminding people of it, too.
Good.
Absolutely.
Jeff
Great
Black,
job.
Everybody.
Jeff Black, everybody. Thank you very
Good
much.
Man. All right, Aaron, back to you.
Where's Michelle?
All right.
Because this crowd is not tipsy enough.
I know. We need
I
to
know.
Start drinking more.
What did everybody think of the sangria?
Good.
Thumbs up.
Good.
Thumbs up. Excellent.
How many people fell out of their chairs?
All right. So
then we need to drink more.
Exactly.
If not, yeah.
What are we doing?
So
now?
Well, we're approaching. You know, we're getting later, getting closer to noon. So I thought we'd kick it up a little bit and have a whiskey drink next.
Ooh.
Well, I know D.C. is a big whiskey town, so we came up with this drink for you guys. It's called the Sinatra's Iced Tea, and it has nothing to do with iced tea, really. Sinatra was a big whiskey drinker, so we're using Rye One whiskey today, and we're going to use 2 ounces of this Rye One whiskey. I'm going to make it for you now.
Look at all
as
that.
It's being given out to you.
Erin, you're a pusher. I'm looking at her.
I am a pusher.
That looks like an awful lot of alcohol.
Look, we got a duck walking waiter here. This
here
is
we
great,
go.
Man.
Okay, then we also have
he's got my hair, too.
A light vermouth again. This is the Bianco, which is a little bit sweeter than regular dry vermouth. Mm-hmm. Okay, we'll give an ounce of that if you want to make it at home. And then we have the next thing is Luxardo cherry liqueur, which is made from special sour cherries in Italy. This is delicious. Let me just put a little half ounce of this in here. Gives it a little sweetness, nice cherry flavor, sour cherry flavor. And then we have a little bit of lemon juice to make it a little tart. Uh-huh. So this is almost like a whiskey sour with a little cherry kick to it.
So when you're making up these drinks, like, are you just playing? Are you like a mad scientist having a good time until you get the flavor that you're looking for?
Yeah, we love to taste. Jeffrey loves to taste.
Oh, really? I think he must have been tasting when he decided to do this event.
All right, so now do you shake that? Like, what comes next?
We're going to stir it at the end, or you can flip it if you have another a cocktail shaker at home. You can do a little flip in the cocktail shaker.
Uh-huh.
And then just a splash of water just to dilute it a little bit so it's not terribly strong.
Look at what's coming.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
And Terry's coming back with the pasta.
Oh, my God.
I got up here.
I hope that comes with a fork.
I was going to say, Scott got up here at just the right time.
Right. All right. Well, Erin, while you're mixing and they're passing that out, we've got to do me a favor, bud, stand up. We've got a member of the Washington Wizards with us today.
Scott
Slam Duncan.
John Wall. All right. Scott Trouneau is the executive chef at Wolfgang Puck's The Source. And, Scott, we're going to start off because I have a test for you. If I say Gong Hai Fard Choi, what do you say?
Happy New Year.
Oh, yay!
I can't believe you knew that. Did you read the script?
I did. I cheated a little bit. I was like, what is he gonna? He always harasses me every time I come on the show, so I knew something was coming.
I hate that. You know how long it took me to figure that out?
All right. We had to figure out the pronunciation.
That's a loose translation to that, but yes.
Everything I do is loose. So, well, not everything. Not everything. Not exactly everything.
All right, we can all talk about that after the show.
Is my doctor here?
After the show. All right, so Chinese New Year is on the way. The source.
Say goodbye to this.
Okay, dig in. We're the executive show. You can help out yourself.
Get your own radio show, people.
Yes.
Okay.
I can really say that only Nikki, David, and Carmines could get this many Indian Street professionals out here before noon. So, nice work, Foodie and the Beast.
Bless you, my son.
Woo! All right, but so the source goes all out every year for the Chinese New Year. Tell us what you're doing this year.
Thank so Chinese you. New Year for me is just it's a great time of year every year because there's so many food traditions related to the Chinese New Year based on longstanding traditions and superstitions. So we do every year a full tasting menu that are based on the superstitions from Chinese New Year. So we do it for about 2 weeks in lieu of our a la carte menu throughout the celebration. And then the boss comes, Wolfgang comes on February 3rd to do the tasting menu and the celebration.
Okay, but let's talk. So when do you start? Kick it off.
Monday the 23rd.
You started on the 23rd. Yes. And how many dishes are on the menu, and what can people look forward to
having? So there's 8 dishes on the menu. And like I said, a lot of them are based on superstition. So we always do a whole fish, which is supposed to basically symbolize family togetherness. Mm-hmm. And you have to have the head and the tail on the plate because the head signifies a great start to the year, and the tail signifies a great end to the year.
Okay, I'm
so there's
for that.
A lot of fun little dishes like that. So right. You know, it's a fun time for me.
And what about the noodles? Like, isn't there
so? And then on the dishes on the menu is also longevity noodles, which are basically sort of a lo mein noodle that we don't cut at all. Mm-hmm. So when you eat them, it's kind of difficult to eat them, but that's supposed to signify a long and prosperous life.
Excellent. And is there one for wealth?
There's one for wealth.
Please,
so
God.
Right.
Hey, wait, is there one?
Every year, no. Nothing has happened.
What I need to know is if there's one that'll pay for 2 college educations. No.
The one of the dumplings is supposed to be shaped like a Chinese coin. So the more you eat of those, supposedly, the more
good
wealth you'll
so
have.
So understand, you're not going to college unless it's worth.
Get eaten.
And what about the year? It's the year of the dragon. So how does that get signified in the meal, or doesn't it? I mean, does it matter to the service?
Well, we're not serving any dragons this year. Last year was Year of the Rabbit, so we did some plays on that. But the Year of the Dragon is the most powerful of the Chinese zodiacal signs. Uh-huh. So it's tempered by five elemental dragons. So we kind of did some play on the elemental dragons. There's a fire dragon and a metal dragon. And so
what are you doing? I want to know.
So for the fire dragon, we're doing a really spicy dish. For the water dragon, we're doing the whole fish. Uh-huh. For the wood dragon, we're doing a wood smoked duck. For the metal dragon, was a little difficult. We're doing a gold dusted talon on top of the pineapple dessert.
I thought you were going to do braces for all the.
Yes.
Speaking of dragon, I'm going to drag the show down because we got
to. We have to take a quick break. Okay. But when we come back, we're going to find out more about what's going on there. You can start drinking that whiskey. This is Nikki Nellis and David Nellis with Foodie and the Beast. We are live at Carmine's. We're having a rockin' time.
And I'm eating Italian food.
When we come back, we're going to be talking to Joan Nathan, Brian McNair, and Nick Stefanelli, and a little bit more with Scott Trunell. We'll be back in just a bit.
Hey, everybody, it's David and Nikki, Foodie and the Beast. Join us live April 29th at the Birchmere in Alexandria for the 10th Annual Carpenter's Cook-Off. The best restaurants in Alexandria and National Harbor offer up food samplings, chef competitions, and more at a benefit supporting the Carpenter's Shelter, Northern Virginia's single largest facility for the homeless. Go to carpenterscookoff.com for tickets. Just $50 gets you into our show with lots of samplings and the event itself. That's Foodie and the Beast live at Carpenter's Cook-Off at the Birchmere in Alexandria, April 29th at 11.
In the beloved fairy tale, Beauty and the Beast, Belle and the Beast learn that true beauty is found within and live happily ever after. Today, our happily ever afters are being threatened by the fact that nearly one in three children in America are overweight or obese. Now is the time to make good nutrition and physical activity part of your family's daily lifestyle. To learn more, visit letsmove.gov, brought to you by Let's Move, the U.S. Department of Agriculture, and the Ad Council.
Carmine's, New York's legendary family-style Italian restaurant, is also here in D.C., serving up huge platters of real good, no-kidding Italian food in nine private dining rooms. It's like a trip to a big Italian family dinner, with extra-large portions of antipasti, pasta, seafood, and meat entrees served up on huge sharing platters, all reasonably priced. Carmine's is just the way it used to be at Grandma's house, if your grandma was a real no-kidding Italian. Carmine's on 7th Street near the Verizon Center. Anywhere else is forget about it. Call them at 202-737-7770.
I'm on a mission to spread the word about COPD through music. COPD stands for chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. My grandfather suffered from symptoms of it, and COPD is the fourth leading cause of death in the U.S. I'm Billy Ray Cyrus, and I drive for COPD. Looks like people are starting to get the message. Anyone age 35 and older who has smoked as little as 100 cigarettes could be at risk. Visit driveforcopd.com today and talk to your doctor.
We're back. We're back live from Carmine's down on 7th Street in Washington. This is Foodie and the Beast. Woo! Let's hear it. Woo, woo, woo.
Aaron, what is this drink called again?
This is called the Sinatra's Iced Tea.
Is everybody having some Sinatra's Iced Tea?
Did
is
you guys
it
like it?
It's delicious.
All right, wait.
Delicious.
I do want to say something. I'm eating four different kinds of pasta that executive chef Terry Natus created, and
that
it is so good.
That is a mound of lasagna.
Exactly how it's served in the restaurant.
Oh, my God.
That's good living.
Mound of lasagna. You'll all be digging into it in just a little bit. My God. Quite a big piece. All right.
Thank goodness Michelle Richard is gone because he's eating healthy.
All right. I want to get back to Scott Trunell. Now, Scott, aside from your Chinese New Year menu, which will be going on for 2 weeks, I heard that you are going to be at a pop-up, like, someplace else. Do you want to tell us about it? And I want to know how I can get in on it because I totally want to be there.
Yeah, so I'm friends with Eric Yang, who's the chef at Toki Underground on H Street. And it's one of my favorite restaurants in the
cool,
city for
there,
sure.
Pass by, so, absolutely.
If you haven't been there, go there and get a bowl of ramen. You'll be happy. So he was
especially
talking to me.
Especially in this weather, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
Is
yeah,
so
it's perfect.
Satisfying.
It's perfect for this weather. So we're collaborating on a menu to celebrate Chinese New Year there, and we're doing some down and dirty Chinese food for the New Year. So we're really excited. We're going to go Wednesday the 25th, and it's a really small restaurant.
I was going to say it's a really small kitchen.
Yeah.
How are you going to go from working in your really nice sized kitchen and then like shrink it down?
Well, it's just a lot of fun. It'll be a little bit of a challenge on that, but we have a great menu planned, and there's only 40 seats available, so I don't know if he's put them up yet, but
But you can't make reservations for Toki.
We're going to do reservations that night.
So what are you going to do? Tell us a little bit about it.
So for this one, we're doing more rustic dishes. We're doing some fried turnip cakes with XO shrimp. We're going to do a stir-fried clam dish with a rice cake that's symbolic for the Chinese New Year. Mm-hmm. We're going to do a whole fish, but we're going to do rouget, which is a very small whole fish. So it'll be all sort of small plates in sort of a tasting menu format.
Excellent. All right, so how can people get in on it?
I guess just call Toki Underground.
Call them now. Everybody call them now.
I don't think I was supposed to unleash this information yet. I'm going to get in trouble.
I want to announce that next year Scott's going to be doing something big for Jewish New Year.
Yeah, yes, I am. Absolutely.
Why
I make a mean matzah brat, I tell you.
Come on already.
All right.
Forget about it.
Thank you so much for coming on.
All right. Thanks for having me, everybody. Have a great day.
Yeah.
All right.
Let's bring down.
Take your whiskey.
Let's bring down Joan Nathan. Nick Stefanelli.
Let's give a round of applause.
Brian McNair.
From BC Central Kitchen. Here we go.
Now,
hi.
Everybody knows Joan because Joan's been writing best-selling cookbooks for a couple of years, right, Joan? Nick Stefanelli is the executive chef at Ashok Bajaj's Bibiana, a great Italian restaurant, different kind of Italian restaurant, great Italian restaurant. And Brian McNair is with DC Central Kitchen. He's the director of development. And if you don't know what DC Central Kitchen is, shame on you.
Right, you should know.
Because they feed about 4,000 people a day, right? 5,000. A couple thousand sneaked in before I. All right, a lot of people.
All right, so both of you have been frequent guests, and we know about sips and stuffs, but I don't know if everybody here. Does. Her mic?
There we go.
Is that good? Can you hear?
Is that good?
Okay.
All right.
I can't hear a thing. That's okay. You don't have to hear
anything.
All right. So let's talk about how this all happened. The Saturday night sips and the Sunday night suppers are going on next week here in D.C. Chefs from all over the country, Alice Waters, Jose Andre, all these big chefs.
All over the world.
All over the world. Okay, even better. Are coming into town for it. So tell us how it started.
Well, it started when I was at the McDowell Commonly writing my introduction to my next book, or the book that just came out.
Okay.
And Alice Waters called me and she said, Joan, she said, the inauguration's going to be in January. This is for Obama. Mm-hmm. Let's do dinners. And which two organizations, for the fundraising dinners, for two organizations, and I immediately thought DC Central Kitchen and
Absolutely.
Martha's Table.
Can I just jump in for a minute? You see how easily she says, oh, and Alice Waters called me. Like, you know, Arnold Schwarzenegger was on the phone this morning, but I had to hang up on him to come here.
Well, she's a good friend of mine.
Right. She's been in the food world a lot longer than you.
And so I thought she was crazy, but I knew I'd do it.
Okay.
So I called my friend who's the head of Martha's Table, and we got 12 chefs and 12 tables, and it was a huge success. And we've been doing it for 4 years now. And now we're up to 20 houses, two chefs each house. Like, well, Nick will tell you about what he's doing. This is for the dinners.
Right.
And we, 2-3 years ago, we started sips for people that didn't want to spend $550.
Well, let's start with the dinners first. So the dinners are at individual homes. They host people. These chefs come in, and then actually volunteers – They serve the dinner, right?
Volunteers serve the dinner, and the chefs we try to make an in-town chef and an out-of-town chef. Like, there's a woman from France, Elizabeth Bourgeois from Provence, and she's with Vicky Ray of Buck's Fishing and Camping.
Uh-huh.
And so they work together so that you can really learn from each other. And sometimes they foster friendships, which is great. And they love doing it because only 20 people.
At each dinner.
At each dinner.
Okay.
Right.
So now, how do people find out about? Are there any seats left at the houses?
There are a few seats left at the houses. It's from Eventbrite. It's 2012 suppers, eventbrite.com.
I have
to look. But for the sips, there are more seats.
And all right,
let's talk about sips. Can I just interrupt for 1 second? You can find that on the list, areyouonit.com, because that's
absolutely.
Kind of a tough URL.
Okay.
And then, but the sips started 3 years ago, and we've gotten so big that we had to go to the museum, and the museum donated the space to us this year.
Fantastic.
And there will be 12 chefs and 12 artisan alley chefs, and they will be making bagels, cheese, Armenian string cheese, charcuterie.
Fun.
And it's going to be really fun. And then the big thing there are still tickets available, and that's at sups.com. But the really important point is that Jose, Alice, and I, but that doesn't matter, you know.
Right.
We'll be there in addition to Carla Hall, Joel Salatin and the Farmer, who else? Oh, Bill Yassas, and they all want to talk to you, to the people, to to ask questions of them. And they're going to spend the entire evening all around asking about – you can ask them anything you want. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what's going to really be great between the artisans, the 12 chefs making food for you, the mixologists, the winemakers from around the country. It's really going to be amazing. And it's this Saturday at the museum.
At the museum. And we have information when you go back to get some pasta. Joan brought a bunch of flyers. So if you're interested in attending, all the – I see you're like, yes, I really want to go.
It's really going to be fun.
All the information.
And what's so great is the entire – I get so excited about this. The entire money goes to D.C. Central Kitchen and Martha's Table.
Excellent.
And there are two organizations that really need the money.
All right. So, Nick, let's talk about what you're going to be doing there.
We're just cooking dinner.
Let me tell you. I've seen the menu. It is an amazing dinner. But go on.
But so have you been doing this since the beginning?
This is third year.
Fourth year.
Okay. And so when Joan called you, we were like, absolutely.
I got an offer I couldn't refuse.
Right.
So. You better. And he's on our committee.
How appropriate is that in an Italian restaurant?
So who are you cooking with and what are you planning on doing?
This will be my second year. I'm cooking with Alon Chaya from Dominica and
New
Orleans.
Oh, he's coming on the show next week.
Yeah.
How exciting.
So, really great guy. We cooked last year and just kind of hit it off and, you know, we kindled that friendship.
I'm a Jewish matchmaker. I knew that.
You're Jewish? Who knew?
So how do you work together?
We have very similar styles and email.
But you know what I mean? Like, are you like, I really want to do this? And he's like, no, I really want
to
do that.
Well, I try to make
it
easy because he's got to travel. Mm-hmm. So try to give him the easier things that he can do so he doesn't bring 10 coolers with him and 40 people.
And where are you sourcing from? Are you trying to still work local? Do they want to work local? Do
they want to bring stuff in? Well, he's bringing some of the stuff from Louisiana, so because they got – everything down in the Gulf Coast that they can bring up, and then we'll have some stuff from here, and we just kind of collaborate and bring it all together in one dinner. So,
excellent.
And so the chefs, they also have a lot of sources. There are a lot of people that are like Congressional Seafood and other organizations are donating product.
Okay.
So the chefs go to them directly.
Right, so that as much money is going to D.C. Central Kitchen
as
possible.
And Wegmans has given us a lot of money, and Brian and I have an annual jaunt to a Wegmans where they gave us a lot of money. So we buy food that the chefs can't get. It takes us a long time and we buy a lot of those bags to, you know.
Seriously, we got to go to Wegmans.
I know. I want to come on this shopping trip.
Woo, everybody to Wegmans.
So now let's talk about the wine because I know that the Italian wine guys come in every year.
Yeah.
Now,
every
is that year. Your connection? Whose connection is that?
Nope.
No, it's my friend Jan from Martha's Vineyard.
Oh, okay.
Who comes in every year.
Jan. Okay. But are you working with them at all?
Yeah.
How do you work with the wines that they bring in?
They're very easy to work with.
Right. So they're really good.
They make it – well, for our cooking style, for what we do for our dinner, it pairs hand in hand. So it's just, you know, you pick up and just kind of take off. So Filippo's been – fantastic every year. He comes in and he's always a ball of fun and we get all this great stuff.
And he just brings
all
this wine. But he also comes with other products too, doesn't he? He's like the Italian food ambassador. He always comes with all these great things.
He does.
He came on the show. He came on the show. He brought cheeses. He brought all kinds of
stuff. Trust me, he'll do it next week.
Right. He'll be on next week.
And he's done a lot of good stuff. And then the Joan Fabry has been, and he took them all on a wine tasting when they went to Tuscany this past summer. So.
Okay, I want that.
I want that.
Well, you can come.
What do you think, everybody? Let's go on a wine tasting to Tuscany. Does that sound good? Let's work that one out.
Oh, and you're paying.
But Scott Juno is doing an amazing meal, too. And,
Michelle
did it 2 years ago.
Right.
So it's really...
Oh, I see more cocktails in our future.
It's just a wonderful
event. Okay. All right, well, let's get Brian on. Nick and Brian, if you guys can change...
Thank you, sir.
Brian, let's talk a little bit. I mean, for those who don't know, I can't believe anybody in the city wouldn't know about D.C. Central Kitchen. Did we just lose him?
No.
Okay,
I'm here. I think I'm here.
Okay, good. We're going to take a break in just a minute, but let's just start. Let's give people sort of the umbrella of D.C. Central Kitchen.
Okay. Let me start with D.C. Central Kitchen, but I also want to talk about Martha's Table.
Absolutely,
of course.
It's a
partnership. Both organizations work together for years, so that's why it's such a good partnership. But at the kitchen, those of you that have seen our trucks around, we prepare and deliver 5,000 meals a day to all the city shelters, transitional homes, halfway houses. But most importantly, with that meal goes the message that there's a next step for those folks that are in those situations. And they can come to us and train in a 14-week program to get jobs in the food service industry. Many of the restaurants that are involved in SIPs and suppers and the events that we run either have internships or hire our students. So our students leave after 14 weeks, many of which are out of prison or from a previous addiction. They leave with jobs in the food service industry, and they don't go back to what they were doing.
All right. It's such an amazing program. We're going to talk more about it and how Sips and Subs is working in conjunction with D.C. Central Kitchen. We do have to take a quick break. This is Nikki and David Nellis with Foodie and the Beast. We thank our studio audience for being here this morning.
And let's hear it. Let's hear it for Carmine's, because this is great food. 700 seats, 9 private dining rooms. Oh, my God.
Okay. The show. Woo! Show's not over yet. We're going to be back after this commercial break.
Hi, this is O'Donna Matthews. What does 3 decades of service add up to? For the Capital Area Food Bank, it includes these important numbers. Distributing 25 million pounds of food to nearly 500,000 people through a network of 700 partner agencies. 30 years, it's a long time. But the mission continues to make sure that no one is left hungry. To learn more, contribute, or volunteer, visit CapitalAreaFoodBank.org.
When every moment matters and a hand reaches out, when someone gives blood and a life is saved, that moment when heartbreak turns to hope, you're there through the American Red Cross. Every day, the Red Cross responds to nearly 200 neighborhood emergencies, and your support makes it possible. Use this moment to join us today. Visit redcross.org.
Hey, everybody, it's David and Nikki, Foodie and the Beast. Join us live April 29th at the Birchmere in Alexandria for the 10th Annual Carpenters Cook-Off. The best restaurants in Alexandria and National Harbor offer up food samplings, chef competitions, and more at a benefit supporting the Carpenters Shelter, Northern Virginia's single largest facility for the homeless. Go to carpenterscookoff.com for tickets. Just $50 gets you into our show with lots of samplings and the event itself. That's Foodie and the Beast live at Carpenters Cook-Off at the Birchmere in Alexandria, April 29th at 11.
Soon this little baby I'm singing to sleep will start to walk. Before I know it, I'll be dropping her off at school, beaming when she walks up to accept her diploma, or holding back tears as she takes those big steps down the aisle. But before she takes all those steps, she and thousands like her will need you to take yours. Join March for Babies to help make her steps possible.
March for Babies!
Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
We are back on Foodie and the Beast. We're live from Carmine's on 7th Street in D.C.
And believe it or not, we actually have one more drink coming out.
Well, wait a minute. We're not ready for that.
No, I know. I'm just letting everybody know that another drink is coming. I see something like frozen. It looks...
Yeah, frozen deliciousness.
Frozen.
All right, very quickly.
I love it.
It's my turn. You're not supposed to talk.
All right,
no talking.
Jeez,
I just want to thank our sponsors very quickly, all the people that make this show possible week in and week out. People at Georgetown Bagelry, the best bagels in Washington.
Absolutely.
As far as I know, the only bagels in Washington.
Right now.
Folks at Neighborhood Restaurant Group, that's Rustico, Evening Star, Tallulah, Vermilion, Buzz Bakery, Columbia Firehouse, our boyies at Birch and Barley, and Church Key Founding Farmers is a great sponsor of ours since the beginning.
Yep, absolutely.
Modus Hotels has Notte Bianchi Dish and Circle Bistro in their hotels. Bethesda Central Farm Market, Charles Schwartz & Son Fine Jewelers. Yes, a jeweler sponsors this show. How crazy is that? And, of course, the very best, Carmine's.
Yeah, all right, Carmine's.
Woo! All right, so let's get back to Brian.
All right, so, Brian.
Ali.
How does this event work with
DC
Central Kitchen? And let's also talk about Martha's Table as well.
Yeah, this event is really phenomenal because we run a couple events during the year, but this one, because of Joan and all of her connections and friendships, really,
I think you guys have some connections, too.
The two of us.
I mean.
But we get so much donated. It's amazing. I think last year we brought in maybe $125,000 or $130,000 for the organizations, and we literally spent like $5,000 or $10,000. I mean, the percentage of donation is so high on this. So whatever your ticket price, is, I mean, there's like 95% of it.
How many years has this been on?
Four years. This is the fourth.
Four and third for SIPS.
Right. Third for SIPS.
And that is why the SIPS has moved to the museum, and that is donated to us as well.
It's amazing.
And it's going to be amazing, and we really
And who are the chefs at the SIPS?
Well, there's a number of chefs at the SIPS. There's
I don't have a list.
Yeah, I don't have the list.
Do you have a list?
Estadio's
there. Oh, Estadio's going to be there?
Is going to be there doing
Dennis Marin is going to be there, who's at Post now.
He's at Post. Nick Wiseman's doing pastrami because he's opening up a deli. Okay, yeah. Very cool.
There's a slew of 12 different chefs that are going to be having small plates to hand out, and then the other artisan alley.
Right.
Mixologist, there's going to be a jazz band there.
And is it going to be in the museum proper?
The main.
Oh, so not upstairs in the event space.
The chef at 1789 just emailed us this week. He heard about it. He wanted to get involved. So I shot the email to Brian, and he's now there
involved.
Oh, yeah. Cool.
You know, I'd like to say I'm available.
I was going to ask you, but I figured you were
fried eggs.
Too busy.
But I must say, the generosity of chefs is, to me, amazing. Because I always think that at a certain point in your life, it's your time that's important. And they give not only their time, their energy, their money, and to make all this a success. And it's all for charity. And I love it.
Yeah, the chefs here in town are incredibly generous. Mm-hmm. And they understand in this event particularly that these two organizations are the leading organizations combating hunger and poverty, both short-term and long-term, which is a big focus of Martha's Table. And together, we really tackle all those issues.
That's excellent. Well, everybody, please tell everybody where they can find this information, how they can get involved, not just with SIPS and SUPS, which is really important, but also with DC Central Kitchen, because you take volunteers, right?
Correct.
Well,
and
so does Martha's Table.
And so does Martha's Table, of course.
We have 13,000 volunteers a year. You can sign up for a volunteer shift at the kitchen any day. DCCentralKitchen.org and Martha'sTable.org both have links to buying tickets for this Suppers and SIPS event.
Excellent. Guys, thank you so much, everybody, for coming
great
in.
You.
It's great to have you. Thank you so much.
All right.
Brian? You can get that right to Aaron.
All right, we're coming back to Aaron. Aaron, this drink is awesome and killing me at the same time.
Yeah,
it's good.
What do you guys think? Who likes the whiskey drink? Anybody? You good? Are we ready for a little vodka now?
All right, now just everybody who took their clothes off, raise your hand. I like it.
All right, so next we have our Sicilian lemon drop. Delicious. It's frozen.
Oh, my God, lemon drop. Amy Gates, where are you?
Limoncello Siciliano. Yeah.
This is Dana, by the way. She's our head bartender here, so when you come in,
hey, Dana.
She'll be here all the time.
Remember when bartenders were big burly guys named Clint, you know?
No.
Not anymore.
Not anymore.
That must have been like in the 50s or something like that.
I was here in the 50s. I resemble that remark.
So tell us about it.
So the Sicilian lemon drop is made with absolute citron. It has a Pellini limoncello, and then we drizzle it finally with a little bit of Argiolis Mirto, which is an Amaro from Sardinia. And it has a little Chambord mixed in.
I love Sardinia.
A tiny bit of raspberry flavor on top.
Look at that.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
That is
beautiful.
Really hard to make?
It's actually pretty easy because we mix it all, and then we put it into the frozen drink machine, which freezes it for us.
So not something you're making at home.
Well, you actually could blend it in the blender. Mm-hmm. You could do that.
You can.
And it's perfect for large parties, especially when you're entertaining at home. Or if you want to come in here with a large group.
Boy, look who's serving us.
Yeah.
This is
awesome.
Thank you.
With a smile. Right?
Aaron, I got a question for you. You have restaurants in Atlantis. You've got them in New Jersey. You got them in New York. How hard is it to craft a cocktail program that essentially is for each city?
Well, we definitely, we think about doing things for the group, for all of the Carmines. But then when we think about the regional areas, we definitely make certain drinks just for that area. In Atlantic City, for example, we have a huge summer crowd, so we do a lot of tropical-themed drinks there in the summer. In New York, we do a lot of different drinks. And down here, again, whiskey is king, right? We're doing a lot more whiskey drinks down here.
Do people request it? Do you hear back from your staff and they're like, people really want whiskey. They want interesting cocktails made with whiskey. And you're like, okay, let's go play. Let's make it happen.
Absolutely, absolutely. And Dane and I work a lot together on all those cocktails. So we're constantly tasting and mixing and testing. And a lot of the time, if you come in and sit at the bar, we'll be